Hello, welcome to this week's lesson. Now, you know, I was doing a session this week and it was very, very interesting that as I went in depth with this client of mine in regards to weight loss, that it very quickly got to the point where it was clear that because of some of the choices this person had made in their lives that they consider to be bad, poor, wrong choices, that they were using those choices as a justification for why they couldn't be healthy, thin, lean. You know, stay with me here for a moment because I think that this may be something that can help you out. What happened is because they had done something they considered to be wrong in the past, they now said in their mind unconsciously that they didn't deserve to have the body they wanted. They didn't deserve to have the level of health that they wanted. Think about this, because I've run into this very, very often, that what ultimately comes down to, let me rephrase it in a different way, is that people on an unconscious level are not giving themselves permission to achieve the things they want. Now, there can be any number of reasons why they haven't done this, but the main point here is that they literally are saying, no, you can't have that thing that you want because fill in the blank, you did this that time, or you're this type of person. Right? And we need to fix this, because if we have this incongruency, right, we have this incongruency in ourselves, this is one of the things that will lead to sabotage. Literally, this lady, and again, now this is someone who had tried dieting for years and years and years, done all the different programs, really was motivated enough to come and see me. And yet, on an unconscious level, there was this incongruency. There was this belief that she didn't deserve it, that she couldn't have it. Now, not that she couldn't do it, but that she couldn't do it. You're not going to do it. Okay, I want you to understand that. And I want you to reflect in yourself. I want you to think about right now, is there a part of me that thinks that I'm not allowed to do this, that I can't do this? Again, not that it's not possible, but that you're not going to do this. You're not allowed to do this. Again, a permission. And ask yourself the question first, is there any part of me that's not giving me permission to do this? And then we can flip it around and we ask it in this way, or we say it in this way, I give myself permission to eat the way that I want to look the way that I want to have the lifestyle, the body, the level of energy, the level of health that I want, that I deserve. I'm giving myself permission right now to do that. Now, when you say that to yourself, and please say it to yourself, okay, I give myself permission to lose all the weight that I would like to. I give myself permission to feel the way that I want to, the level of health that I want. Now, as you say that, this is how you'll know. Does it feel weird? Is it hard to say? Okay, you want to be aware of these things, because if it feels weird to say, which it most likely does because you probably haven't been saying this to yourself, you need to start saying it to yourself more. If there is something blocking you from saying it and feeling it congruently, then you want to begin to recognize what belief do I have? What reason do I have for preventing myself from feeling these things, from experiencing the success? Okay? Why am I not giving myself permission to lose weight? Again, a weird question, right? we wait to get into this because a lot of people will say that doesn't make any sense. Of course I give myself permission to lose weight. Right? But that's not how it always works unconsciously. Right? You may have done something in the past, again, and it almost becomes like a punishment. Right? As weird as that sounds, oftentimes people use weight as a punishment against themselves. Remember, I think an easier way to think about this, I should have set it up this way, is it's almost like we're multiple personalities to a certain degree, because we do have different parts of our personality. And those different parts of our personality can be in conflict sometimes. Unfortunately, they don't always work to get us what we want. But it's okay, because as soon as we recognize this, we can look for these incongruencies and we can resolve them. And we resolve them by saying this, that regardless of what you did in the past, right, or regardless of what the reason may be that you're preventing yourself, that you're going to let that go, that had nothing to do with you having the body that you want. Okay. Now, it might be a little deeper than this. I mean, there might be something that's going to take a little bit of thought and a little bit of, work to get through, right? There might be something in the past that you're not able to let go of, and that for some reason, you believe is a reason why you're not, you don't deserve to have this body that you want now. It's weird stuff, okay? But what we want to do is put ourselves on the trail of what could really be the problem here. All right, now, I'm going to give you a few ways to do this. This isn't something you're just going to do in the video. This is something you want to spend, you know, 10, 20 minutes just kind of thinking about. And the way you do this, by the way, you don't just sit in a chair, but you want to sit or lay down somewhere comfortable. And you want to get yourself into a very relaxed, physically and mental state. Okay, so the state of semi-self-hypnosis. And you want to begin asking yourself the question. A lot of this stuff's kind of free association-like. Okay, so you want to get in the habit of getting yourself in that place and just letting ideas flow. It's not the logical straight line, that conscious logical straight line of thought that we like and that we're trained in so much. It's more about asking ourselves a question or thinking about something and just allowing ideas to kind of flow to the surface and looking for the emotionally charged ideas and then kind of meditating on them or just kind of mulling them over. All right, so that's the process. But the question is this: have I given myself permission to lose the weight? Have I given myself permission to be as healthy as I want to be? Okay, again, you add whatever you want in there specific to your situation. Have I given myself permission to eat well and to feel good? Okay, again, it's a weird way of looking at it. You won't really truly grasp the intensity of this exercise until you actually do it. Okay, this is one that is not based on conscious, let me figure it out, let me think about it. It's really based on this this kind of free association, the feelings of it, and allow them to come to the surface and kind of focus on them. Right? Now, again, with this client I was working with, it's very simple to get to that because, again, I'm putting them to a hypnotic state, and then a lot of that stuff just comes out naturally. All right. But when you're doing it on your own, again, it just starts with that question, and you keep asking it, and you see what comes up in that state. But ultimately, you're going to get different ideas that come back, and you're going to start to become aware of some of the limiting beliefs and self-esteem issues that you have. And once you are aware of them, you can bring them into the forefront and think about solutions to them, you know, with a lot of things we've talked about. A few of them specifically, something comes up, well, you know, I can't have the weight that I want, I can't look the way that I want because I did this that time. Okay, and you want to think about it. You know, is there any other way that I could punish myself, right? Is there any way that I could still have the body I want and still never do that or make that decision again? Okay, so we let go of things that have happened in the past by making peace with them. You know, I did what I could have then. I made the best decision I could have at that moment. If I go back in time, maybe we've talked about this, if I go back in time knowing what I know now, I would have done something differently. Okay, so, you know, this is a common occurrence too, by the way, that things that have happened in our past, we hold on to them, we bring them right into today, and then they ruin a lot of what we're trying to accomplish. So what we want to get in the habit of is being able to go back in time and take those situations apart and make peace with them. And the easiest way to make peace with them that I've found is to say to yourself the question, if I could go back in time knowing what I know now, how would I have done things differently? What would I have done differently? And that can be a very, very enjoyable exercise to do. Instead of thinking you need to beat yourself up forever, you allow yourself to go back in time and learn from the mistake that you made. Okay, so we put a lot in here. This is kind of a, this lesson, I guess, is sort of a free association to a certain degree. But again, it comes down to giving yourself permission. It's weird as that sounds, because there's a theory that unconsciously we have a parent, right, a child. Okay, so we've got these different roles and personalities in our mind. And sometimes we will have an authoritative personality trait in our mind that is saying, no, you can't have that, and is punishing us for something that we did or you know, thought in the past. Okay, and so as we resolve these things, again, it can change it can change everything, is what it can do. Right? So I strongly suggest that, because I guarantee you, at the very least, even if there isn't something really dramatic that happened or some dramatic thing that you've been telling yourself, no, I can't do that, you will come up with some limiting beliefs or some limiting ideas that are holding you back a little bit. Okay, and so the idea what we're looking to do here is we're looking to clear these things out. We're looking to make this path of having the body that we want, of having the health that we want, as easy and natural as possible. So it's not just about getting ourselves on track and staying on track. It's oftentimes about removing the blocks that knock us off track. Does that make sense? So that we can just automatically kind of flow down the road of health and happiness in the body that we want. Okay? So spend some time and do this. Think about it. Give yourself permission to experience and achieve the things that you do want in life. All right? And of course, this exercise, you'll get to other things other than weight related as well. Okay? But it's a wonderful exercise. And then once this stuff comes up, then again, you begin asking the questions, if it was in the past, knowing what I know now, how would I have done it differently? It's a very powerful question. You'll see when you do it. Okay? So practice this, use it. And by the way, if you do any of these exercises and you have any questions about them, how to do them or how to do them better, you can always email me. Okay, I want you to know that. The gym at programyourselfthin.com, you can always email me any questions you have, and I will help you out with that. Okay? So thank you very much, and have a great week.